You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. 2 days after President Trump visited Kenosha, former Vice President Biden was in the city yesterday.
I honest to God believe we have an enormous opportunity now that the curtain's been pulled back on just what's going on in the country to do a lot of really positive things.
That was Joe Biden speaking at an event in the city. We're going to bring in two WPR reporters now who covered the visit. Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for WPR. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Madeline Fox is WPR's education reporter based in Milwaukee. Maddie, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Laura, let's start with you. We didn't know or find out much about Biden's visit until shortly before it happened. Where do we know that Biden actually went while he was in the area?
So shortly after landing in Milwaukee, Joe Biden and his wife Jill actually met with the family of Jacob Blake. They met for about an hour in the airport facility, according to a pool report that we got from a national reporter that was on the scene. Joe Biden actually later gave us a little bit more detail and said that he spent some time on the phone with Jacob Blake himself as well, was able to have a conversation with him. And then after that, they headed to Grace Lutheran Church in Kenosha, where Joe Biden led a community meeting where he heard from a number of residents in Kenosha representing a variety of groups who kind of shared their perspective on the last week and a half and what it's been like for them personally and where they think the city and the state and really the country should go from here.
And Maddie, you were doing a lot of work on the streets of Kenosha, including talking with a crowd that gathered outside one of Biden's meetings. Give us a sense of what the scene was like.
Yeah, so this was the scene outside of Grace Lutheran Church where that community meeting was happening. That seemed to be really where people had gathered to try to certainly catch a glimpse of Joe Biden, which wasn't terribly successful. He was pretty well shepherded in and out of the building without stopping and talking to anybody, but also without, you could barely see him. But so there were, I would say, more than 100 people sort of gathered on the street watching for the motorcades, and some of them had signs. Most of the people who actually made it to Grace Lutheran were Biden supporters. We didn't see a lot of Trump supporters in the crowd or a lot of, you know, sort of counter demonstrators. But it was pretty crowded, especially in these COVID times when any kind of crowd is a little bit of a surprise.
And Maddie, was there a sense of excitement about Joe Biden and Joe Biden being in Kenosha, being in Wisconsin?
I think so. Yeah, generally with the people outside Grace Lutheran, definitely. When you get around the Kenosha's downtown and around some of its businesses and sort of the people who weren't there to see him personally, it gets a little more mixed. Mm-hmm. Kenosha is really not new to being this scene of national politics, just because it was one of those areas that flipped in the 2016 election. And so a lot of reporters and political pundits have been sort of either visiting or speculating on Kenosha since before the shooting happened. So they're used to being a little bit of a media scene, but I think they're a little tired. I heard from a lot of residents who are kind of tired of being this symbol or this battleground in a way that they don't feel like really reflects their community itself.
We're talking right now with two WPR reporters, Laurel White, who covers the state capitol, and Madeline Fox, who is an education reporter. They both covered visits by presidential candidates to specifically Kenosha this week. And Laurel, I want to talk about some of the takeaways from what we heard of Joe Biden speaking. Let's listen to a little more in his own words.
Hate only hides. It only hides. And when someone in authority breathes oxygen under that rock, it legitimizes those folks to come on out, come out in front of the rocks.
What was the context, Laurel, for that particular thought of Biden's?
So the first word there, which might be a little bit hard to hear at the very beginning of the clip, is the word hate. And it was a pretty frequent theme of Biden's speech yesterday to specifically call out some of the rhetoric that President Trump has used when he's talked about unrest around the country. he talked about, in particular, the unrest in Charlottesville that certainly preceded what we've seen in Kenosha over the past couple weeks. And he said that the president's rhetoric and kind of the way that the president has talked about clashes between different groups has contributed to some of the conflict and to some of the violence. So that was a pretty consistent theme. You heard up top at the very beginning of the segment, you played some tape about, you know, having hope for the future and kind of seeing a potential for growth here for the country. I think that theme of kind of optimism was one primary message that Biden was trying to push. And then this other message of, a president's words are important, and he doesn't believe President Trump's words have been constructive or helpful for the country.
So, Laurel, earlier in the week when President Trump announced that he was going to come to Kenosha, very much closer to the events with Jacob Blake, there was a letter sent from Governor Tony Evers to President Trump asking him not to come. Joe Biden comes a few days after Trump. There was some criticism that that Evers did not send a similar letter. What has Evers said about how he communicated with both campaigns?
Evers said that he reached out to Joe Biden after Biden had already made the plans to come to Wisconsin and told him that he didn't think it was a good idea, that you know, he sent the same message to Joe Biden that he sent to President Trump, regardless of whether there was a letter or not that articulated that. It took a little bit of pressing from reporters yesterday to get that detail from Governor Evers. There was a lot of focus on, you know, is he not welcoming President Trump, but welcoming Biden because of, you know, partisan political reasons. But Evers did eventually, when pressed, come out and say, no, I told Joe Biden not to come as well. And ultimately, you know, in Evers' words, he said, these campaigns are making their own decisions and they're deciding whether they want to be here or not.
Mm-hmm. Maddie, you've spent a lot of time on the ground in Kenosha covering the Blake shooting protests and now these visits. Did you get a sense from people how they were comparing and contrasting the visits by President Trump and Joe Biden this week?
Yes and no. I think it was, you know, it was the same kind of Rorschach test that you'd expect anywhere, where I think people read from the visits what they expected to read and also what sort of their politics would dictate, they say. So I talked to Trump supporters who were really, you know, irked by Biden's visit and thought it was, you know, gauche and it was campaigning. And then I heard the same from from Biden supporters of Trump's visit. So, you know, it was about what you'd expect.
Laurel, after Kenosha, we learned the Bidens, and that's Joe and Jill Biden, his wife, who is a former educator, that they also paid a short visit in Wauwatosa. What do we know about that event?
They went to Wauwatosa. This was a slightly more private event, an even smaller event than the one we saw in Kenosha. As I mentioned before, you know, there were several speakers in Kenosha, probably a dozen people socially distanced out in a room. This event in Kenosha only had three educators there that talked, according to a report from a reporter that was there, about the challenges that are facing educators as school starts up again this fall, virtual learning, mental health for students. We heard from the Pool Report was a big subject, and just how teachers are kind of grappling with the COVID-19 pandemic and what it means for them practically, you know, in their classrooms, such as they are this year. Mm-hmm. We heard from the Pool Report that Jill Biden was particularly engaged in this conversation. She was asking a lot of questions, and Joe Biden was kind of sitting back and taking it in a little bit more. We know that Jill Biden is an educator herself. So mm-hmm. that was kind of the dynamic of that event.
Well, Laurel, Maddie, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Laura White is WPR's state capitol reporter, and Madeline Fox is WPR's education reporter. They both covered Joe and Jill Biden's visit to Kenosha this week, also the visit earlier in the week by President Trump. You can find all of their reporting on this and other topics over at WPR.org. That's WPR.org.